Hey guys, Andrea Bergen here, and welcome to Andrea Bergen's podcast. So, I'm talking about today, I wanted to give you guys a little story today. Someone who inspired me. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in your life, maybe one, two people that you've been inspired by to really push yourself. Push yourself to be better, to succeed. This person in my life is had a big impact in my life, and it was my dad. My dad taught me so much, and you know, this segment I wanted to kind of go over the seeds that were planted in my brain, in my head, that really didn't flourish until I got older. I truly think that those people that maybe you don't have that person that has impacted you, or at least you don't know who that person is yet, and you might not find out who that is until that seed grows, you know, and flourishes and gets out and then blossoms. So to go back, my dad, give you a little backstory on my dad. My dad has been an entrepreneur all of his life. He's owned businesses from graphic design companies. He was a vice president of a big printing company in California, and most recently, my mom and him run a magazine, a real estate magazine, that you know sells ads to real estate agents. He also owns a coupon book and sells ads to local stores in the area, and that book gets sent out very similar to like the Penny Saver ad that you get in the mail. It's just like that, but it's actually a little book. It's really awesome. And the pricing for that is so affordable for these companies that just can't afford, you know, a quarter page ad with Penny Saver. So my dad, to start, you know, he and my mom got married in their, you know, mid-20s. And it was myself. They had myself, then my dad had a son as well, before my mom and dad got together, and I came in, my mom, my sister, my brother, and I have two brothers and I have a sister that we grew up. My dad has always taught me from a very young age to work hard for what we have. You know, we were a very privileged family. I wouldn't say that we were, you know, poor in any way. We were rich in the fact that we had our family all the time. We may not have like super fancy things, but my dad always knew like to get us the cool little things that all of our friends wouldn't have, because he worked in the industry with graphic design, where he would design the boxes for these new, you know, I don't know if you guys remember when DVDs came out or a DVD player, but my dad was one of the first people who actually did the design for a box for the DVDs and for the DVD players. And my dad went out and he bought us a DVD player. I was one of the first kids to have DVDs, and we only had like two DVDs that we could play, but I was the first one. Like, everyone had VHS still. So I remember that, and I remember my dad, you know, giving those cool things to us, and he would, everything else that we wanted, you know, we had to earn it. We had to really work hard, and then we would earn it. So when I was 14, my dad had me start working with him. I'd help him build stands. This is when he owned the real estate magazine. It's Welcome Homes Magazine out in California. He would help me fill stands. He would have me help him fill stands, put out stands into the street. We used to get permits and go and put stands out, just like the newspaper stands out. We would work 8-hour days up to 16-hour days. My dad really taught me that you had to work hard. And do not kid me wrong, I did not want to be out there putting out stands. And I was 14, 15, and I wanted to be hanging out with my friends. But my dad said, no, you're working, I need your help, you're going to come and help me, you're going to learn how to do this. Yeah, I wasn't happy. when I was young, you know, I would throw a hiss fit. And now that I looked at it, it's like he really, even though I hated it at the time, it was just setting the standard, you know, for our kids. You know, we have to do that. You know, yes, they're going to fight us. Yes, they're going to battle us and not want to do it. Just be persistent. My dad was so persistent in making sure that we worked hard. And he would always tell us stories as we're doing it about how we have to work harder than our competition, work longer than our competition. And when our competition says, hey, it's a weekend, let's take a break, go out and work. Because that's how you get ahead. Get so far ahead in the game that your competition can't even keep up because they have bad habits. They haven't created good habits of working, of work ethic, and going out there and working for a dollar, right? I mean, they're working for pennies, and yet we're working for dollars. I mean, yes, you know, back then money was not the same as it is now, but you know, this is what he taught us. So I'd go out there working hard. I started making phone calls to real estate agents at a very young age, selling ads, and you know, he just threw me on the phone. You know, he said, no practice. Just get on the phone, you'll practice when you learn, you know, sell like your life depended on it. And let me tell you, I was scared. I was so scared, but he pushed me. He pushed me to do hard, and it was good. All these seeds, these are two seeds that he already planted in my head to be better, to work harder, to go past my fear in, you know, in the fact that I'm trying to make sales calls. I'm like 15, 16, and you know, I'm scared. You know, just do it. Just do it, right? I mean, come on. You work like your life depends on it. That's what I feel like our people right now just don't do that. You know, when I was 15, a little bit younger than that, actually. My dad, before he started the magazine, you know, he worked for a print shop. He was a vice president, making great money. And he found out he was diagnosed with MS. And as you know, MS is not a curable disease. It is a crippling disease. And doctors told my dad that he wouldn't live past 40. You know, I remember my dad saying something like that. And I'm just like, what? How does someone have a timeline on their life? It really affected me. My dad didn't give up. My dad, you know, he quit his job at the printing company as a vice president, and he and my mom started a business called Welcome Homes Magazine, a real estate magazine where they sold ads to realtors and, you know, made it work. They started it I want to say it was the late 90s, started it doing really, really well, maybe it was 2000, but they did this magazine, persevered through this disease. My dad never said, like, I have a disease. He never would be open to just telling everyone about what he had. You know, finally, you know, he would nonchalantly say it, like, as if it was just, like, a cold, you know, and he didn't let it beat him. I remember him telling me, you know, that he didn't want, he needed to control it, you know what I mean? Like, he was in control, and people would ask him all the time, oh, gosh, like, how are you working? Like, what is this going to do? Because everyone back then, you know, they were like, this is a crippling disease. You can see people with MS and they're in wheelchairs and they can't do anything. And my dad's like, nah, it's all right. You know, I'm going to work hard and I'm just going to live to make sure that I get this all squared away. You know, he's got it. It didn't faze him, you know? So that was a big deciding factor, you know. Back then, you know, it affected me, and I kind of thought about it. But being young, naive, I didn't really think about it. But I think about it now, you know, it was one of the seeds that he planted, right? And I look at that and I go, wow, my dad is amazing. What an awesome role model. You know, I may have not thought about him as my role model then, but I do. It's that one, number one, people ask me, who's your role model? It's my dad. And after that, you know, it just went uphill from there as far as the fact of, like, what he did for me. I started working with him out of high school. I went to college, found out it just wasn't for me, and I was 18. Started working with my dad and selling ads. So I went from selling ads, I started a magazine, one of the magazines that he ran, and I helped run the magazine. I did the graphic design. I learned how to do publish the magazine, do all of the designing, get everything together, put it together, send it over to the printer. And back then, you know, I was like, this is so easy. You know, like, I just learned so fast. And my dad caught on to that and just kept giving me more stuff to do, you know. And so I was doing everything. And I loved it. I loved it so much. And that was what made me who I am today. So really think about that. You know, this is all, I wanted this to be about role models and about who people you look up to. And that's my story. You know, my dad is my story. Everything that he taught me, everything that he pushed me to never let any name, disease, nothing. Nothing defines you but yourself. Nothing defines you but the actions that you take and that you put out in the world. You know, there is a saying, you know, if you guys have ever read that book, Think and Grow Rich, it's, you know, what your mind achieves and believes, your mind achieves. Your mind. So, you know, what your mind conceives and believes, your mind achieves, right? That was so key. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do, 100%. Believe in yourself. And if you know who your role model is, go thank them. Go thank them today. Thank them for everything that they did. And if you can't thank them in person, thank them publicly. Because nothing says thank you more than creating a podcast about the person that you adore and admire and look up to. So this one for Dad. I love you. And, you know, keep following me. Send me reviews on SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and please share this podcast with your friends. You know, let's get the word out there. You know, we need more people to embrace having being a role model and having that role model and looking up to them. And just be out there. Follow me on Snapchat. So you can follow me on Snapchat at Drea Berg. That's at DREABERG. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm throwing Facebook Lives out there all the time. Just search Andrea Bergen. I'm the one that's the real estate agent with Keller Williams. So until next time, go out there, kill it, and I look forward to your reviews and talking to you. Bye.